Kamikaze and Fishleg could hardly bear to watch as they bobbed in the sea below. But Hiccup threw the ticking thing upwards, and it whipped through the air, and the rope wound itself around the horizontal beam of the mast a little further down. Just at the moment that his hand gave way, he swung on the rope, yelling out the hooligan war cry, and landed safely a little distance away. "Oh, bravo, Hiccup!" cheered Kamikaze excitedly. "That was a really cool move!" Toothless, flapping into Norbert's face, gave Hiccup the time to regain his footing on the rigging. Hiccup followed up with some graceful left-hand lunges, one of which was so close to disabling Norbert's sword arm that it ripped off the right sleeve. "I think he's winning, you know, Fishlegs," chirped Kamikaze. It was an extraordinary sight. Great crashes of thunder from Thor at his most furious, the distant grey outline of the American shore, the majestic half-sinking ship still pouring steam from its chimney, and then high, high on its mast, the two tiny figures who had now climbed even higher and were fighting in the crow's nest. "Oh, for Thor's sake," gasped Fishlegs as he clung like a half-drowned little spider to the map table. "What's that?" The Leviathorgan had been repeatedly battering the ship from below, and it must have been very well made, the American Dream 2, for it was only now that the hull gave way into splinters and the head of the great dragon appeared through the deck, screaming in fury and chomping away at the wood with its fangs. It threw back its head and let out a great roar, shooting three of its stings upwards simultaneously. One of the flaming spears of bone shot straight through the sword fight. The other narrowly missed Norbert's bottom. That would have been uncomfortable. As if woken from a dream, Norbert looked down to see the deck destroyed, with the head of the monster thrusting right through it and looking up at him and Hiccup. An appalling stench of long-dead seal and rotting porpoise reeked off its fangs. These large sea monsters always smell bad, I'm afraid, owing to their carnivore diet, and the feet of an unfortunate hysteric crew member could clearly be seen disappearing down the black cavernous gullet. Norbert's concentration wavered for a second as he realised he had been carried away by his own anger, and death was now staring him straight in the face. Hiccup had a moment in which to act, and to Kamikaze and Fishleg's astonishment, watching far down below, he did not use it to press home his sword into Norbert's momentarily undefended heart. No. He looked up at the heavens, sheathed his sword, shook off his shoes, and scrambled up to the very pinnacle of the boat. "What is he doing?" asked Kamikaze, scandalised. "He sheathed his sword! Oh, by Freya's beard, no girl would ever do that! Boys, I don't know!" How anybody could have the stupidity to sheathe their sword under these circumstances was completely beyond the understanding of Kamikaze.